Thank you so much.
What do you got down there?
My mini disc.
Still too good.
Secret stuff. Can't show you.
Check. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no. That's good.
This is really loud. This is still better, sort of.
Lower a little bit.
Lower a little bit. Okay, my favorite Steely Dan album is Asia. That was a Big Four 76 album.
Can you play your things while he's doing that?
Okay, hello. The year is 1776. One if by land, two if by sea. I've tried in my own way to be free.
Oh.
Okay, I would like you now to imagine two scenarios. At the same, well, first we'll imagine them independently. The first scenario is two men on a train, and the train goes through a tunnel, okay? And the train comes out of the tunnel, and one of the men has been killed. And the second scenario is a train that is passing close by to an apartment building. And it is very close by. The elevated tracks are right at the third story. And the train goes by, and you see men arguing, but you don't hear anything, and you hear nothing, and one of the men is dead as the train passes. And now, so the idea is now to, as someone very intuitively said, imagine both scenarios at the same time, if that's a possible way to come up with a new idea. Early on a Saturday, call me without warning and listen to what I say as I walk into the moon. A blue array of blossoms blue on rocky shores and rocky roofs. A woven shape is shattered blue. Call me.
With a touch of sweet, a sweet caress, ask me simple questions and listen to my sunken mess as I fall into a fire. Sip with a twitch of wine, I take a lot of wooded pine, a shot of short, sturdy pine, and enter back into the brain.
Normally not so topical, but I would just like to point out that sometimes elements from your dreams enter reality, and elements from reality enter your dreams. But occasionally, to make things even more complicated, sometimes elements from your dreams enter reality, but with the properties reversed. And sometimes elements from reality enter your dreams, but also with the properties reversed. And so, but I'll talk more, I guess, about that later.
Let's go, Kit!
All right.
The few and the proud, the strong and the free, honor, courage, commitment, the brash and the loud, the load and the fee.
I suppose that what I was getting at was much of the time we generalize things to make them more efficient to solve. But the problem is occasionally that as things become more abstract, they become more difficult to understand. So when you are sleeping and people call you and you wake up and try and have a conversation with them, sometimes you have generalized between two kind of similar yet unrelated things.
It's true. We're from San Diego. This one's about
Kip Small.
Let's go, Kit.
Yeah, Kip Small.
Let's go, Kit. Kit's mom.
But we'll talk more about that later.
In your heart, I heard it on the radio. Nobody knows the
drawn ever closer to it.
Oh, you mean the crow? It's the crow. Yeah.
Okay. We made CDs, so
that you could... Guys, secret messages. Hey, guys. Guys, what's going on?
Okay, here we go.